So, as we all know, yesterday was Halloween, and we have All Saints Day and All Souls Day, and we had our magical Halloween dream walk this last Wednesday. And were you all here for that? Did you see it? Oh, she didn't. You want to do it? Yeah, it's an empowering experience. So before we weigh anchor, let me invite Captain Hoppy and his first mate, Hopalong Cassidy, which is really the Lone Ranger, but I like Hopalong. Yes, Hopalong. Greetings.
Thank you,
I
David.
fucked up already, didn't I? Sorry.
Thank you, David. Thank you, everyone, for all of those who are watching in online. I wish you could be here right now because the energy in the room is just bubbling, just fun, just amazing. We're going to be doing our costume parade in just a moment. Everyone who's dressed up or not can come up to the front, and we're going to ask you to, using the microphone, this is not a microphone,
No, good that you would
to
know.
let everyone online know who you are. But right now, actually, we're going to start this amazing day with the first live music from the Crimson Circle Connection Center with the world famous, astonishing Mofo Marty.
Thank you.
Thank
Yay,
you,
Mofo.
Marty. Wow. Amazing. Thank you. You have broken in the studio now for live music.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Bless you. Okay, we have a lot to cover today.
And
the costume parade. So let's get
and
on.
Jeff
with that.
Promised we'd be fast and succinct.
This is really scary looking at our costumes here in the monitor.
I like being the Lone Ranger. I might dress like this a lot.
Linda is the Lone Ranger. Lone Linda the Ranger. Yes. And just in case you were wondering, a Crystal Man. And yes, I have been working out a little bit. Not so much, but there's no padding. This is all real, in case. Jesus. Jesus. Okay, let's keep going here.
Okay, so some out-of-towners. Carol from Ohio. Where are you, Carol?
Carol. See, we wouldn't know who anybody is today. Go ahead and
Glad
stand
you're
up
here.
So all the cameras all around the world can see you.
Okay.
Thank you.
From Italia, we have Pilar. Where are you, Pilar?
From Italy.
Maybe Pilar's not here. Okay.
No.
Next, from Germany, Deutschland, we have Birgit and Thomas Junker. And I would like you to give them a huge applause. Birgit does an incredible amount of work for the Crimson Circle. She does the German website, and her husband allows it.
And also manages the translation teams. Really is kind of Chambre Central for Germany.
Absolutely.
And actually, it's wonderful. Actually, we had dinner with them the other night, Wednesday night. They had just arrived. And
they got
leaving,
along.
And they're leaving tomorrow. They flew in just for this.
Amazing, huh?
Wow, thank you. And we're on the flight back with you by chance, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for all the great work that you
thank
do.
Thank you.
She's also an Inspire Consciousness Award winner.
That's right, yeah.
Yes.
2 years ago, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Gene from New Mexico. Where are you, Gene?
From New Mexico.
Is Gene here? Medicine?
No.
No? Okay. Well, you snooze, you lose.
Okay, we're going to...
Okay, it's time now. It just plays.
Really? Oh, that's weird. That's just weird. This is real.
Real what?
Crystal.
Okay, this is real playing with you, baby.
Okay.
Okay.
So
we've got
some amazing costumes.
Costume
amazing
parade.
Yeah.
We're going to have you come up here and basically walk across the stage. I'm going to hold the mic, and I'd love it if you would just into the mic, very close to your mouth, say what it is your costume is, just in case people aren't sure. And if you're not wearing a costume, do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are we going to do this?
Well, we'll just invite people to, let's start in the front and
just line up
and then come up here and then walk down the main aisle.
Yeah, you can actually line up around the side here if you want. Yeah, great.
Okay, there we go.
And Linda and I will stand off to the side.
Jeff, you can help them line up. Okay.
Light up.
Here you go, sir.
Hello, this is my avoid the lines at security control airport suit.
Oh, that fits.
They always call me to the front and let me pass without any delays, and this is very helpful.
Airport security, I can believe that.
And I have to say that Thomas, who you can't see, is in charge of global security for a major German airline. So yeah, when I saw him, I was like, you're not going to go back through the airport on our flight like that, are you?
Maybe.
Okay. Please.
Here we go.
Hello. This costume is, as you can see, my favorite from the medieval times. And I like to dress as a human like this from time to time. And so I love to remember.
So medieval, not fully evil.
No.
Okay.
Tis I, Greybeard, David McMaster. This is how I do it every day, right?
David, did you say your name was Grey Beer?
Beer.
Beard. Yeah. Beard.
But we're going to have some
beer.
Yeah, we'll have that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Really?
We are exact replicas, Marty and Laura.
Be afraid.
The clones are here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm a British royal with my fascinator.
Yes. Very yes. good. Come on, chickens. Get up.
I'm Doxy, and for All Saints Day, I am dressed as my favorite saint. I am.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Good. Okay. Remember, you're going to be voting, so pay careful attention.
I am Adamus, Saint Germain of imprisoned crystalline domain.
Ooh. Ooh.
Hi, I'm Joanne. I came as my evil twin.
Yeah.
I am Saint Edith of Colorado.
Saint Edith.
I am Elizabeth, and I am the keeper of the crystal in remembrance of the Swarovski family whose hotel hosted us for the wonderful threshold. So,
would you do a little slow turnaround so they can see? Yeah.
Miss Crystal.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you. Keep coming, line up.
You got next line, just come around.
I am many things. I'm still working on what I am. But today I started out as a 20s, but I couldn't do the heels, and Crocs made it.
Boulders, 20s.
She stole the outfit from her daughter, her beautiful daughter.
I am Friar Tuck of the Shire. Yeah.
Very good.
Great.
Very good.
I am Golden Wisdom.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes, very clever. By the way, Dave Shema will be taking your photos at the break or afterwards on stage, so sorry.
Hello, I am the Black Swan.
Oh, you do it well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Excellent.
Done well.
I'm a Black Widow Spider.
Jesus, I'm getting excited.
Yahshua ben Joseph.
And Mary Magdalene.
Oh, Holy Mary.
Avun debashma.
Wow, so good.
Thank you.
Jesus will never be the same.
I am Allie, the new energy artist, living in her painting and remembering that she's the artist.
Very good. Oh. Very clever.
I am Ricky, and I am a medieval maiden.
Wow, beautiful. Oh, this is good.
Namaste. Namaste. I'm Jan.
Oh, my God, I'm going to barf. I'm going to throw up.
And I am somebody that doesn't think.
Oh, very good.
Excellent.
Very good. Be careful. Ahead of the game.
Okay, I'm Pete, and I'm a Viking.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, so you better watch it.
I'm American Indian Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
From Colorado.
Yeah. Okay, of course.
I am the High Priestess, Grand Bitch Master, Kathleen.
I don't hear any arguments from the audience. It's Halloween.
I'm Michelle, and I'm a flapper girl.
Great.
Very good.
I found my light body. Woo!
I'm a 20s gangster, Jimmy Slim Jim Capo.
All right.
Almost, Gary, but not quite. Almost.
Would you get this lady out of here? I don't think she belongs here.
And move to the center so everybody can see.
I'm whatever nightmare you want me to be.
That's well put. Not good.
I have to say, I saw when I was driving up today, bent over, so I just saw the back end. And I'm like, oh, my God, the homeless people are hanging outside the studio. Then I remembered it was our Halloween party, and I still say the same. The homeless people are hanging out.
Since I may be the one responsible for your deaths in another lifetime, I am an unnamed pharaoh.
Yeah.
I come here from my secluded tomb in an unfound pyramid. And I was brought here today by Paul.
Pharaoh.
And happy birthday yesterday.
Nice legs there, Pharaoh.
Oh. Hi, I'm Bonnie, and I'm a witch today.
Just today?
Today.
Yeah, many other days.
Yeah, it must be your job that does something to you.
Good job, Bonnie.
Paula Maleficent Biesinger.
Yeah.
Jeff, maybe you should help.
I'm Tricia, and I am a shadow aspect of a very boring, proper Shambra, who will remain unnamed.
What's it cost for a night?
Depends. Got any other equipment?
Not that anybody knows about.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
This is a family show here. Come on.
Uh-oh. Acting is everything.
I am Count von Macchiola. But there isn't any here, so I'm going home.
Nasty. Really nasty.
I did not know who this was.
I had no idea.
Until the voice just now.
Really?
The voice gave it away. Yeah, I had no clue.
I had no idea he could act like that.
That is great.
That was amazing.
Okay. Blew me away.
I am Macchio. Peace and love, everyone.
Very good. Very good. Yeah.
Well, hi, I'm just embodying my fire.
Very good. Oh, look at this.
Hi, I'm a witch.
Hi, I'm Cleopatra.
Oh.
Cleopatra, yeah, yeah.
Very good.
The pharaoh's here, maybe.
Yeah, woohoo.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Kim the cowgirl.
Kim the cowgirl.
Okay.
And the Lone Ranger. What? Get up there.
Very nice.
I am Katrina, Queen of the Dead.
I buy that.
Thank you.
Now I've seen it all.
I wonder who.
Jesus and?
I am Neo.
Oh, Neo.
Neo.
Oh, okay. It looked like Father Damien.
From the Matrix, yeah.
Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm dressed like my favorite movie, The Matrix. I didn't know Neo was going to be here, so hi, Neo.
Yeah.
And I noticed I cannot smile. It looks better, like I'm serious.
Thank you. Was that everyone?
Is that everybody? Did we get everybody?
Okay. For everybody who got dressed up, go ahead and stand up once for the camera. We'll do kind of a roving
group shot
of the group. Amazing, amazing. Face up to this camera up here and wave hello. To everyone
Woo-hoo!
Watching in online today.
Woo-hoo! Very nice. Thank you
Very
for your effort.
Very nice. Some great costumes. Fun. Okay.
Well, now we're really
Okay, now remember, we're going to do the voting for anybody who is here. You got a little slip of paper. Put it in the basket by at the break. And then when we come back, we're going to announce the winner and the $100 prize. So, okay, we got a lot of slides to go through. So, excuse us if we go a little fast, but hey, we want to have the break anyway, have some fun. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's see, here we go. All right, last month, if you remember, which I don't, it was Shoud 2 of, you want to do it again? Okay.
No!
Yeah,
we gotta move!
They want to see the slide, okay. Say, and then fall apart. Ooh, amazing. Yeah. Okay. With Shoud 2 of the Charisma series, we're going to go right into the Shoud recap and remind all of us what we did last month. Okay, here we go. Enlightenment isn't about just having a little better human life, but enlightenment will get you a better human life. But you can't put the better human life first, but so many on the spiritual path actually do. So many who I've worked with in the past, in the mystery schools, the ones who have been my students, and even the ones who have allowed their enlightenment, have said that it was all about the enlightenment. I've said that nothing mattered more than their enlightenment, but yet their everyday actions and their thoughts and their choices, probably choices being first, were not about enlightenment. They were about really just trying to have a little better human life. And this sets up a tremendous conflict, a huge conflict that each and every one of you are facing in your everyday lives. You say you want enlightenment. Most of you don't even know what enlightenment is, not from up here, but you know it from in here. But you say you want enlightenment, but yet the day-to-day actions and choices are really about just a little better human life. You feel it so deeply, this thing called enlightenment, but you sell out so easily for this thing called a little better human life. Every one of you knows exactly what I'm talking about. Every one of you knows the contradiction that you live within. No doubt. But today we're here to let it be okay to have that contradiction. It's natural. No sense in trying to fight it anymore. Tell yourself that you're doing a bad job with this thing called enlightenment. Wonder where you're going to get the next new message that's going to put it all together. My dear friends, it's natural, this whole conflict between a better human life and true enlightenment, the whole conflict between what is happening for each and every one of you, a transformation of the truest and the deepest sense. It is happening for every one of you here, watching online, watching later, no doubt about it. And also this tendency to sell out to a better human life. So today, one of the things I'm asking of each and every one of you is to be okay with that, to be absolutely, perfectly okay with that. This thing of enlightenment, as good as it sounds, is so brutal, so unforgiving in every way. The moment that you have the realization of your awakening, the moment that all that whole transformation and realization starts, it will go in to every part of you, uncover every deception, every machio, every limitation, every thing that is held in an unnatural state of consciousness. You're going to resist it. You're going to hold on to things. You're going to say that you're spiritual, think that you're spiritual, and it's going to come along and show you in the most brutal way that you're not. Because spiritual itself is one of the very things that will keep you from enlightenment. Absolutely. This thing of enlightenment, it doesn't it doesn't define itself, it doesn't know itself as being brutal. It knows itself as being compassionate. It knows itself, this enlightenment, this realization, it knows itself of cleansing, cleansing all that dirt and grease and tar and accumulated junk from your life. And there's that part of you that's going to try to hold on to it, that part of you that's going to try to for a better human life, that part of you that at one point is saying, I want enlightenment, I'll die for enlightenment, but the other part is clinging on to an identity that is not real. Not real meaning that it's not, that it's false. Not false, it's limited. It's not real because it's not the whole thing. It's not real when you're just trying to focus on happy spiritual times, on joy and peace to the world, because it's not the whole thing. The whole thing is also the agony and the profundity and the pain and the realization and the nothingness all at the same time. And the enlightenment, the I amness, this wave of, it's actually wave after wave of enlightenment that comes in, is going to keep coming in, is going to keep in an unrelenting way until you are released from the limitations of consciousness.
Good message.
I did not remember that. Did anybody?
Really?
No, it was beautiful, but I did not remember it.
It's scary. You mean the channeler didn't remember what
channeled? No.
Okay.
I often don't. Anyway, let's take a look at a recent event. We actually had a beautiful, beautiful time up in Lake Okanagan. That's up in British Columbia, Canada, for the Threshold. This was at the Sparkling Hill Spa and Resort, which is built, it's all about crystals.
It's built into the mountain, so it looks like a crystal sticking out of the mountain.
Yeah, stuck in the mountain. Mm-hmm. It was an amazing, truly amazing gathering.
Stunning, beautiful area, surrounded by lakes.
Yeah, there's a lot of vineyards, and right when we were there, they were harvesting, and of course, we were sampling the harvest quite often. But it was really so beautiful, just the surrounding areas and the resort we were staying at. We've got a short video put together by one of the Shambra who attended, so we're going to run that.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
We do not have a short video.
Okay!
Huh? No. You guys run the videos. Okay, we don't have a short video. It was really actually a beautiful, amazing gathering with everyone. And what I wanted to mention, it was, I would have to say the Threshold is, some of you were here that are here were there. It's actually, I would say that and quantum allowing are truly my favorite things to do right now because they're so deep and personal.
Threshold is very profound. It's very personal, and it invites people to really commit to their journey in a way that I've never really seen before. And we will continue to do some Threshold events because people are it's a nice, really nice event. It goes on for several days. There's lots of time for integration, so it's a really amazing experience.
And what I loved about it, too, was where we were staying, kind of isolated. You know, it's a half-hour drive to the nearest town, but a beautiful world-class resort. And the spa area is the best I've ever been to. 9 different steam rooms and swimming pools, and you can get any type of
hot
massage
tubs.
Treatment. And even Michelle did this treatment where they put you in a room that's 160 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. And she went 10 times.
I don't know why she just doesn't go to Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get her a plane ticket to Milwaukee. But anyway, truly beautiful. And for all those who were there, I know several here in the room were there. What an amazing adventure.
Okay.
So, okay. Let's take a look at upcoming events. We have, Linda, you and
Fancy slide, boo-boo.
Fancy slide. It took forever to draw those little dots on there.
Yeah, yeah.
We're headed off tomorrow to Egypt. It'll be our fifth time for Egypt, Timeless on the Nile. We're going to be meeting with a group of about 67 Chambra from all around the world in Luxor, hopping on the Nile cruiser and going to go timeless. Adamus is doing a lot of warm-up right now, chatting with me, but also interjecting some things into the workshops about time or timelessness. So I'm really looking forward to this. We've got 8 or 9 days together.
And I don't know why I'm even saying this, but God, the food is so good on that boat. Oh, my God, I'm really looking forward to it.
So you haven't tell actually, if you've thought about going, you're not sure, you have till Monday to decide, and then registration closes. So we still have a couple places on the boat.
We do have a couple places.
The boat is all for Chambra. There's nobody else on board. Okay, let's take a quick swing into what's coming up the next month or so. We have so many things I kind of had to organize it. Okay, for the holiday season, which is coming upon us, we are having a Crimson Circle Christmas dinner right after the Shoud on December 6th. It's going to be over at the Courtyard by Marriott. We're catering in the dinner. We're going to have appetizers, beer, wine, Secret Santa, a lot of fun. We are limited to 50 Chambra, so if you're interested, please sign up sooner than later because it's going to sell out pretty quick. I think the price on it is $44. Okay, but it includes dinner, beer, wine, fun, entertainment, and everything. So that's December 6th, right after the Shoud. You know, we'll do the Shoud on the regular date and time and then go do that.
Okay, next.
Okay, next is then for New Year's.
This sounds like this is all about party.
It's all about party. For New Year's, we actually moved the what would be the January Shoud a few days up so that we could actually do the Shoud on December 31st.
Do you know why we moved it to December 31st? Because it's our studio. We can do whatever we want.
And following the Shoud, we're going to have a party right here in the studio. We call it premium appetizers. I mean, this is really good fattening stuff, not skinny little, not just celery and carrots. I mean, big stuff. Beer, wine, live music with Yoham. Yoham is coming over here for this event and for the month of January for some recordings that we're doing. It's right here at the studio. Again, limited to 50. I forgot what the price is, but it's reasonable. 2015. Oh, how clever for New Year's. Okay, so make sure to sign. That wraps it up for 2014. Now swinging into 2015, we've got... we've got...
Pronos
2000, or 2015. This is... I think a lot of you were familiar with it, came to it last year or listened to it. This is where we talk about what's coming up for, particularly for the year ahead. It's going to be live here in the studio. We're also going to have it as an online cloud class for those of you who don't want to fly to Colorado for it. And it's going to feature Adamus, Jim Self, Dr. Doug Davies, Patricia Aubertine, and, of course, Linda and I. We're going to really be talking about the energy dynamics for the coming year. If you go back and remember what was talked about in the Pronos 2014 for this year, just about everything in it has come true other than economic, let's say, melt back. I didn't say meltdown, melt back. But that's probably going to come
there's
soon.
There's still a couple
months
left.
There's plenty of time left. Okay, also in January, from the studio here, first time actually on the continental United States, is Quantum Allowing. Again, as I mentioned, one of my very favorite classes because it gets so personal and in-depth. There'll be live music with Yoham. You do need to have taken the sexual energy school. Please don't send emails complaining about that. That's one of the prerequisites that we have.
It's the only, in the 15 years that we've been doing this, it's the only requirement we have ever put on anything. And we wouldn't do it unless it wasn't completely and totally obvious
why we do it. And the bottom line is the people that complain about it are always the ones that didn't take it. And the people that complain at the events are the ones that took it and can know who the ones are that didn't take it. So it's just something about the way you manage your energy that moves things much further, faster.
It allows us to go a lot faster with the people who have taken SES.
And we have all kinds of SES teachers. If you want to take the class, they're very good about creating a class. If you have even just a couple people interested, contact us at the Advanced Studies or look on the calendar for Advanced Studies, and there's a whole list of SES teachers.
Don't point that gun. Okay, moving along. The previous quantum allowings that we've done have aggregate rating 84% life-changing. So pretty amazing, pretty amazing.
We
this
feel good
is from
about
the
it.
Surveys that we do.
It's a good experience.
Okay, in February, we're going to be doing threshold again because we got back from this threshold, and I said, that was so amazing, I want to do it again.
And you were high like a drunken sailor.
Oh, man, I'm still in that energy. And it was so good at the Sparkling Hill Resort in British Columbia, Canada, that we're going back. We booked it right away. It was truly amazing. Now, some of you might be saying, hang on a second, what's wrong with this? Threshold fine, Canada in February? I don't know. But the fact is, first of all, it's beautiful. Remember that the Dr. Zhivago, the winter scene? It's not that bad.
actually, it's considered kind of a banana belt. They actually have a very mild temperature, and they have a very, very short winter, so it should be relatively mild. It'll be winter, but it'll be mild.
It's not that much different than Napa Valley, you know, because they grow a lot of the grapes for wine, so it's a beautiful area. Fact is, actually, most of the attendees really never left the resort because it's so inclusive. We did morning sessions, afternoon spa, perfect life. The life I want. Just one quick quote from a recent attendee. She said, I knew that every book I'd ever read, every workshop that I'd ever attended, every mystic, guru, or spiritual teacher I'd ever listened to had led me to this moment, this experience, this event, the threshold. Absolutely transformational.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like a little island somewhere in the Caribbean to do this all the time. I just do that. Okay, limited to 27 attendees. You have to have taken SES. Live music with Yoham at the upcoming threshold. Open now for registration. Whew, am I going fast enough?
No.
Okay, then brand new offering, and this is for the month of April. It's called Light Integration for the Body of Consciousness. It's going to be 5 intense days on the island of Kauai, working with the integration of light or higher levels of consciousness into the body and mind. And I know we're going through it on a very natural, beautiful basis, but if you want kind of that extra little assistance from being on Kauai, music.
It's about supporting the journey, and it's truly, truly, as you all know, a really beautiful space to move energy.
And this is our 10th straight time in Kauai. We love it there, of course, in April. It's just beautiful. And this is a brand new workshop. We'll have live music with Yoham. Okay. Whew. Man, did we? Oh, we got one more. Forgot we had so many today. In the month of May, we are back in Tuscany for the AMYO retreat.
By popular request.
Yes. Got a 94% excellent rating for the Adamas channels from last time. We'll have live music with Yoham. It sold out last year in 5 days, so the registration, mark your calendar, opens on 12 o'clock noon, that's Denver time, on November 10th, that's Friday.
Have you noticed that we're focusing on spaces that are easy, graceful, and not tense?
And beautiful.
Yeah, no guns.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, a lot of these events, you know, the angels get the first notice and they open up once the angels have had their chance to register for anything that they're interested in.
Yep. And I know we're going through a lot. You can find out about any of the events on the website, or for those here in person, it's in today's bulletin, which I'm sure you read already.
Okay.
Okay. So live the AMYO life. You see a little,
boom. I can see it.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's move into our cloud class offerings.
Excuse me.
was hard to shoot that picture. It was on an airplane. I had to hold a camera out the window.
I figured you just did it with your cape and then your one hand free with the camera.
I did. I did flying along. So, you know, now that we have the studio, we're able to do cloud classes, which means we can do a live event from here, film it, have people watch in live online, but also then put it out as a streaming class for 90 days. So we've got some great offerings.
Well, it gives us a way to give more people access to things. We have Chambra all over the world, and it's obviously not necessarily easier for them to travel to this side of the world. So it gives us a lot of ways to reach out to more people.
The other day we did the Dream Walk to the Astral Realms. We did it live, also on Awakening Zone, but we did it live from here. It was beautiful. I don't know how to describe it, but it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Any of you listen to it or get a chance to experience it? It was pretty amazing.
It really invited people to be to actively participate in the Dream Walk in a way that has never been offered before.
Yeah. And it was actually free and still is on the Awakening Zone, or if you want the video and a little bit higher quality audio, it's on the Crimson Circle Cloud Class. But
if you're a Dreamwalker death teacher and you want to talk about your class to people, you should recommend this Dreamwalk to your potential students.
And it's also in Spanish. También en español. Is that right?
Very good, Jeffrey. Good.
Okay. So, yeah. Woo, Dreamwalk to the Astral Realms. Next on the Cloud Class is the New Earth Update. We recorded this back in recently. We recorded it. And it's not just a cloud class to me. It's one of those core base classes for anyone truly moving into the new energy. It was about the new earth, but it was also about us living in the new energy here on this planet. It was excellent. Really, truly enjoyed Adamus's message. And the same with Consciousness Revolution. That was filmed here back in August, I guess. But again, that core material related to consciousness, really some amazing insights. Adamus and Chambra have ramped it up, particularly in about the last 6 months. Okay.
You're doing good.
I'm okay on time here. So Consciousness Revolution expires December 21st. We run the cloud classes now for 90 days. There's some other offerings in there, such as the Dream Walk to the Crystal Caves and other things. Just check out the cloud classes at crimsoncircle.com. Okay, got through all that.
Okay.
Great, Linda.
Awakening Zone.
Really?
Is that what you said, Linda? I thought that was a cue.
That was good. As you probably know, we're going quiet on December 31st. Awakening Zone was a tremendous four-year experience. Nearly 4 million listeners during that time. But we just decided that we really want to focus on embodied enlightenment. And while the Awakening Zone offered so many beautiful things, we all loved it, but we just had to make that hard decision to go dark, or go quiet, I guess they would say.
Again, I think the studio and our ability to reach out via the studio gave us another reason not to be distracted.
Yeah. So make sure to download your favorite episodes. They'll be available through December 31st. After that, they go away completely. So don't write, don't call, don't bother Bonnie.
Next. Oh!
Oh, ow. Okay, I got to see that again. Okay. Just because, you should have shy. There you go. Nice job, Linda. Okay. And also coming up in the Chambra News. Just a couple of quick announcements, and actually, this is amazing. We've been kind of racing through all this. Now we're going to be done way ahead of schedule. That just means more chocolate time for everybody here. Yeah, good. And taking pictures with the costumes. I think, Dave, you're going to take pictures up front here. Anybody wants good.
Does anybody mind that we're zooming through things?
They're like, thank God, finally. I want to remind you, we used to go for an hour and a half, remember? Yeah. Oof, how did we do that? How do we do this? Always a reminder to check out the amazing award-winning, triple award-winning Chambre magazine. The November issue is out. Great, great design by Mark Ritter, Gene Tinder, editor. A lot of good articles and information, including a lot of the workshops we just announced here. So always great.
Aren't there live links in the magazine? Aren't there live links to all the new events?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a great place.
You get it online, or you get it sent to you on email if you want. Okay. So also a couple of announcements. We have some new staff members with the Crimson Circle. Maya Lesso in France is our new events coordinator, taking over from Lindsay Yogi, who decided she's going to devote her time and attention to her two beautiful, not two twins, a set of twins, a pair of twins, couple of twins.
They're brother and sister
at the same
twins.
Age, yes. So they're
God,
twins.
Your biology is so wonderful. I love your understanding.
So Maya has been going full steam for about 30 days now, handling the events. If you sign up for any of the events, you'll probably encounter Maya. She's been doing a great job. She
very
speaks
detailed.
Finnish, English, German, French, and I think a little Spanish. So, wow, all that.
Very
in one
international
amazing package.
Chambre.
Yeah. And lives in the south of France, even though she's from Finland. Lives there with her
chambre
husband.
Chambre husband, and they have two chambre babies.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
I mean, chambre family.
And also, new is our studio events coordinator, Leslie Havim. Leslie, where are you? Leslie, the bag lady. And Leslie is coordinating. There's so many logistics and the studio with different events and the people and the staff and everything. So Leslie has been invaluable in the last month or so helping us with that. So welcome to both Maya and Leslie. Great. That's it. Dang, we did that in 48 minutes. Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. So we want to thank all the Crimson Circle angels. Thank you so much for supporting the work that all of us do, for supporting Chambre. It lets us do so much, including the monthly webcasts.
Even makes it easier for us to create new things because it's so solid and wonderful, and we really thank you for your energy.
And to the advanced studies teachers all over the world, on any given weekend, there's usually about anywhere from 6 to 8 classes
the
taking
teachers
place
are
somewhere
my
in the world.
Dear, close favorite, because they and always attended some school or workshop that changed their lives so much that they determined they wanted to share that experience with others. So these are people that are really driven by the love of the material and the potential that they see it offers to others. So special thanks to them.
And to our international website hosts and translation teams, including amazing Brigitte, who's here with us today in person.
They work so hard, so quietly.
On the moment that the shout is done, they start the translation process, and it starts with the English translation and it gets out into all the different languages. It's a tremendous effort, and it's such a beautiful service that everybody has. So thank you.
Okay.
It's coffee break time.
Wow, it's chocolate time.
We have 35 minutes to indulge in chocolate.
Wow.
Get your pictures taken. Make sure to vote. And I have one question before we break. Leslie, how do they vote? Do they name the person that it... Leslie? How do they vote? Do they name
the person? Oh, they've got a ballot.
They got ballots. But how do they know, for instance...
They'll figure it out.
Okay. Describe it, ask their name or whatever. Okay. See you back here in 35 minutes. Thank you, Jesus.